Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Kim Allen. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Craig. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Walton. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Larry Milbourne. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyorek. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Edler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Rick Honeycutt. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive towards short. Milbourne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Edler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardenal scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wathen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Wathen reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Wathen moves to third. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Craig settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wei then tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paciorek. The throw from Wei then and he is safe. Paciorek steals second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler is 0-for-1 in the game. Edler hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paciorek scores. Roberts moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Craig. The throw from Wei then and he is safe. Craig steals second. Reggie Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Craig tags and scores. One out. It's Royals, 2, Mariners, 2. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walton. The throw from Wei then and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milburn bunts in front of the plate. Wei then fields it and throws to first for the out. Walton scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mariners. Tom Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachyork hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Edler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Royals 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler is 0-for-2 in the game. Edler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cox bunts towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. Edler moves to second. One out. Kim Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Allen reaches second base with a double. Edler scores. It's 4-2, Mariners. Marty Patton now pitching. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Craig hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht pinch hits for Reggie Walden. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Bocht moves to second. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bruce Bocht now playing first base. Tom Pachyork now playing right field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White pinch hits for Dave Chalk. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington pinch hits for Onyx Concepcion. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Royals 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Tom Pachyoruk. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Simpson pinch hits for Leon Roberts. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Edler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edler. The throw from way then and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Simpson now playing right field. Dan Meyer now playing left field. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Julio Cruz now playing second base. M. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Willie Akins. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Way then strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.